So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf asked, Mani Masnit, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Akiva. Our mission apparently contradicts the opinions of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because our mission holds regarding Shavuos Bitui Chayiv B'Lisha Avar. One brings a carbon oil of a yerid even for Shavuos regarding the past, such as the Chalti B'Lo Chalti. While Rabbi Shmuel holds, Ein Chayiv Ela Lo Asad Lavi. One brings a carbon oil of a yerid only for Shavuos regarding the future, such as Oichel B'Lo Oichel, but not for Shavuos regarding the past, such as the Chalti B'Lo Chalti. And our mission holds regarding Yediyas HaTumah, Chayav al Helam Mikdash, one brings the carbon oil b'yerud if he only forgot that this was Kaddish and Mother Beis HaMikdash, even though he knew that he was Tameh. While Rebbe Kiva holds, al Helam Tumah hu Chayav, ve'ina Chayav al Helam Mikdash. One brings the carbon oil b'yerud only if he forgot that he was Tameh, but not if he only forgot that this was Kaddish and Mother Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara explained that the mission refers to Kula L'Chiyuva L'Malkas. All the cases of Shtayim Shanab refer to one who committed the transgression b'mezid intentionally, for which he is Chayav Malkas. And the Mishnah concurs with Rabbi Shmuel because Vechil Mechayev Rabbi Shmuel L'Shaavar Carbon of a Malkas Chayev Mechayev. Rabbi Shmuel exempts Shvul L'Shaavar only from a carbon El B'Yared if it was B'Shagig, but he does get Malkas if it was B'Mezit. The Gemara continues to explain that regarding Maris Negoyim, my Malkas Sikha. In the case of Negoyim, Malkas would apply B'Koitzis B'Harasai. If one removes a Nega, because the Pasuk states he Shama B'Nega Tzeras, and Kal Malkam Shnemi Yishama Pen V'Al, Ein Elo Leisasei. And regarding Yitzis Shabbos, my Malkas Sikha. In the case of a Tzah carrying a Shabbos, Malkas would apply, because Lav Shanit and Lazarus Misa Bez and Loikin Lav. If the Eidim warned him only for Malkas but not for Misa, Rabbi Shmuel holds in Masechtas Malkas that Yud Gimel that one gets Malkas because a Lav that was given to warn against incurring Misa was intended for both Misa and Malkas. The Gemara questions the entire explanation of Kud L'Chiyuv L'Malkas, because the terminology of the Mishnah is all in terms of Shagig. Therefore, Rav Yisib offers a second explanation of our Mishnah. La'olam kula l'chiyuva l'karbon. All the cases of Shtayim Mishan Arba refer to a case of Shagig, for which he brings a carbon. And Rebbe hi, v'nasav la'libet de Tanoi. The Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe, who holds like both Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Kiva as follows. Regarding Yediyas HaTumah, Chayav al Helam Mikdash, k'Rebbe Shmuel. Regarding Shavuos, Chayav b'L'Shaavar, k'Rebbe Kiva. And the Gemara brings proof to Rav Yisib as follows. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Yediyas HaTumah Chayav al Helam Mikdash, as we see in the following brisa that discusses the source for Minayin Shein Chayav El al Sheyesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila B'Yediyah B'Saif V'Helam Ben Tayim. One is liable for a carbon oil b'yerud only if he knew of both Tumah and Kodesh or Mikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but he forgot in the interim while he committed the Avera. Because the Pasuk states V'Nela Mimenu B'U Tamei V'Ashim V'Nela Mimenu B'U Yadu V'Ashim. Rabbi Kiva says the source is from V'Nela Minel M'Shnei Pa'am. The word Vanelim is repeated twice. And as Rashi explains, the first Vanelim comes to teach Al Helam Tumahu Chayiv, Vein Chayiv Al Helam Mikdash. And the second Vanelim comes to teach Shein Chayiv Ela Al Sheyesh B'Yedi B'Tchila B'Yedi B'Seif Helam B'Ntayim. Because Hatel V'Hu Yada being Trey Vanelim, V'Dorish Tel Acher Shahis Yediyah Vanelim. The words V'Hu Yada are moved to before the second Vanelim and teach that there was Yedi B'Tchila, and then in the interim there was a Halama. And certainly there must be a second Yediyah B'Seif afterward, because otherwise there would be no obligation for a carbon. Rebbe disagrees and says the source for She'in Chayav El Al Shesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila B'Yediyah B'Seif V'Helam in time is not from Vanelam Vanelam Shnei Pam, because it's not necessary. Because Vanelam Mechlal the Yada. The first Vanelam already implies that he forgot that which he knew, which was a Yediyah B'Tchila. And the words of Hu Yada teach that there was also a second Yediyah B'Seif. Harikan Shtei Yediyahs. And therefore, Rebbe concludes that the second Menelem teaches that Chayav al Helam Tumah val Helam Mikdash. And this is a proof that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shmuel. And Rebbe must also hold like Rebbe Kiva that Shavuos Chayav b'Lisha Avar, because Rebbe Kiva holds this way because the Darish Ribuyu Umeute, and since Rebbe also holds Darish Ribuyu Umeute, he must also hold Chayav b'Lisha Avar. Let's explain. When the Torah uses both general and specific terms to describe the necessary items for a halacha, there is a machlekes which of the following two approaches to take. Ribui umiyut v'ribui, a series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms, which ultimately includes everything except specific items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Ribui, the first exclusionary term, would include everything. Therefore, miyut, the exclusionary terms limit the klal and serves to exclude anything that is not similar to the specific examples. Therefore, ribui, the final inclusionary term, reaffirms the earlier klal and teaches that everything is included, and the miyut only excluded specific items. Klal prata klal, a series of general and specific terms which ultimately includes anything similar to the specified items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Klal, the first general term, would include everything. Therefore, prat, the specific terms explain the klal as including only the prat, excluding everything else. and therefore klal, the final general term serves to include only items that are reasonably similar to the prat. And as Rashi explains regarding shvuos, the pasuk states, "A nefesh ki sishava levates besvasayim lahara ala hetib lachala shiyavati adam b'shvuah." The pasuk begins with "A nefesh ki sishava levates besvasayim," a ribui, which ribu kala shvuos. This includes all types of shvuos. Then lahara ala hetib, a miut, which miut es a ribui. Ve'nechayv ela dumyu lemiut shehela haboka moisa. This part minimizes the klal that one is chayv only for a shvuah that are similar to the prat, such as lahara ala hetib, which is regarding the future. Then the pasuk concludes with l'chala shi'evate adam b'shvuah, another ribui, which riba fila shalayke in a prat l'sha'avar. The second klal expands the first klal that one is chayiv even for a shvuah that is regarding the past, and the prat excludes only something completely different, such as nishba levatel as a mitzvah, one who makes a shvuah to neglect a mitzvah. However, according to the pinyan of darshi klali prati, the prat clarifies the klal, and all of the details are not in the first klal. The pasuk would be understood as follows. Oy nefesh ki sishava levate besvasayim ribu kol ha-shvuos. But then, lahara elahetiv, im bechlal el masha beprat. The prat clarified the klal and includes only shvuos that are both lahaba and hara v'atava. Then, lachala shivati adam b'shvuah ribu afilik eina prat lahaba. The second klal expands the first klal that one is chayv only for a shvuah that is lahaba, similar to the prat, even though it is not hara v'atava, and the prat excludes a shvuah that is l'shava. The Gemara first brings proof that Rebbe darish ribuyi umiute, because Rebbe says b'chol paid mechar adam chutz min hashtaris. One can redeem his firstborn son with all items, even avadim, servants, and karkois, land, except for shtaris, a loan document, because darish ribuyi umiute. While the Chacham say b'chol paid mechar adam chutz mi avadim v'shtaris v'karkois. One cannot redeem his firstborn son with avadim, nor with karkois, and nor with shtaris, because darshi kloli prati. But then the Gemara brings a counterproof that Rebbe Dorish Klali Prati, because Rebbe says, Mamar Tzei Meyuchet Shal Matches Av Kol Shal Mateches. If an Eved Ivri wants to stay on after the 6 years have expired, Bezin bores a hole in his earlobe only with a utensil made of metal but not made of wood, because Dorish Klali Prati. Therefore the Gemara concludes as follows. Rebbe Klali Prati Dorish. And regarding our Mishnah of Shvuah L'Sha'avar, Ali with Rebbe Kiva V'Lei L'Svirle. Rebbe taught Rebbe Kiva's opinion, but he holds otherwise. And regarding b'chol pidyon, Rebbe holds kamakom shatam moitzi shtei klalos asmucha zeh lazeh ein zeh klal uprat ela ribu umiyat. Since the two klalos are near each other and the prat is mentioned after them, this is not considered a klal uprat, but rather a ribu umiyat. While the chacham holds kamakom shatam moitzi shtei klalos asmucha zeh lazeh hatal prat b'neim v'dunim b'chol uprat. We consider the prat as if it lies between the two klalos, and this is considered a klal uprat.